There is no money in your pocket that is off limits to the politicians in Washington.
I don't think these people have ever owned businesses.
There's some very, very great people and very, very good businesses that have just disappeared overnight.
Democrats in Washington state have passed a ton of new taxes, but they still deny the reality that capital flight is happening.
For those saying us rich folks will leave if taxed, I can promise you we won't pack up en masse.
There's a myth floating around today and yesterday. The capital will leave Washington, this whole concept of capital flight.
The idea that we have capital flight, I have not seen any evidence of that whatsoever.
So, of course, we had to set out debunking that very obvious lie. I made a trip to Idaho recently to speak with some now former Washington state business owners who have already made the move. Anyone here? Hi.
Oh. Hello there.
Hi.
I didn't see ya.
Hey, I'm from Washington State.
Oh.
And I was wondering if you could show me some things that I can't buy.
Well, welcome to North Idaho Arms. This half of the store is not for you. Your standard AR-15, LMT AR-15, HK UMP, pretty cool. Again, not for Washington consumption. Mags are too big. Folding stocks, pistol grips. You could technically have this magazine, okay, but you couldn't have it in conjunction with this gun. This is the Hood Blaster 4000. So this is a Draco with the drum.
People in Washington might ask, why on earth do you need a gun like that?
Well, why is not the question. The answer is because our God-given rights say we can have them. And the Constitution of the United States of America says we can have them, so.
And in Idaho, you can.
100%.
I could not buy it here and take it back?
No, this is a Sig Sauer P365. Okay. You can buy this handgun in Washington. You cannot have these 25-round mags. And then, you know, it's got this little spring ejector.
You scared me!
Spring ejector dealy bopper there that, so now this turns into, I guess, what they would call an assault pistol.
Now what is this?
Well, we call it the nut sack. This is a double drum, 100 rounds. And yeah, so these are available for AR-15s. They're available for AK-47s. And again, it's just a tool, right? It's just a magazine. It just holds ammo. And this can't hurt you.
None of this I could buy and take back with me.
No.
Gotcha.
But I do have an entire wall here at North Idaho Arms of guns that can be purchased same day on a federal NICS instant background check, and you can take them home today.
So everything on this wall I could buy and bring back to Washington?
Yes.
Today?
Today. We don't have a 10-day wait. Federal law does not have a 10-day wait. Mm-hmm. We are governed by the federal government, not by the state of Washington. We have about a 98% 5-minute or less. It's like Domino's pizza. 5 minutes or less, we're going to get an approval. Yeah. And once you're approved, you take it home.
And in Washington state, how long would I have to wait?
10 business days. So gotcha. It would be certificate of training. Mm-hmm. So you have to go online and do a course. Yeah. Certificate of training, a background check fee, which today is $18. Next month, it'll be $35. And 10 business days. Now, what we've heard from our stores in Washington is that 10 business days is actually turning into like 15, 18, 20 mm-hmm. days because the state patrol is so backed up. We have gun stores that I am very friendly with that I love the owners over there mm-hmm. that are simply being driven out of business. And then we have buyers, we have customers that come over and they go, I gotta wait 3 weeks to get a shotgun.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get a gun for hunting season, and hunting season starts in 10 days, and I got to wait 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, right? Yeah. So everything we do here is to the letter of the law, but we do take it to the letter of the law. And, you know, again, you cannot be unapologetically pro-2A if you're not willing to service an entire state that is, you know, that needs you.
Brian, where are we?
We are in beautiful Post Falls, Idaho at North Idaho Arms, my store. Welcome. I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, we are maybe 2 miles from the Washington state border.
1.3
miles.
Yeah.
You didn't have to come very far.
No.
How big of a difference have those 1.3 miles made in your life?
Night and day. Yeah. Night and day. The people over here are amazing. The personal freedoms over here, 100% different. Even when you talk about Spokane in correlation to North Idaho, 100% different.
Yeah.
Right? It is absolutely night and day.
Well, let's talk about the business first.
Yeah.
So remind people what you did in Washington State and where you did it.
Yeah. So I was the general manager of Wade's Eastside Guns in Bellevue, Washington. That's how we met.
That's how we met.
Great business. Wade is a great entrepreneur, great gun store owner in Bellevue. Has one of the premier gun shops in Washington. And so I was there for a couple years through COVID and through the Washington State mag ban and through the Washington State assault weapons ban. Going down to Olympia, working with Representative Walsh and the Republican caucus to try to fight some of the gun bills. And when everything passed, I came home one day and I looked at my wife and I said, "It's time," and she said, "Let's go." And we 35 days later, we were over here. So it was awesome. Yeah.
And maybe we'll meet him in a second, but you've got the whole fam bam.
I have
working
the
here
whole
too.
Fam damly here. So I've got my wife's here on the weekends, and she does the books. My beautiful daughter Madison is in here every once in a while, hanging out. My brother Ross, Uncle Ross, is always here. So we've got the whole family here.
Yeah, and we'll talk about, I think, in addition to business. And of course, mm-hmm. when your career is going better and business is better, I think that also translates to family life being better, but maybe some other things in a big difference. But, you know, you stuck in there a while in Washington State as things were heading down the wrong path for Second Amendment rights. What was the final straw? What specific piece of legislation?
I think the final straw, you know, when I got invited down to Olympia, I got to see the legislation that was coming, which was the mag ban, which was the assault weapons ban, which was permit to purchase, all of that, right? And it happened in different segments. It took 3 to 4 years for them to get it all. But once the assault weapons ban hit and all of these laws being passed, not on public health safety or public health or public safety standards, they were based on Consumer Protection Act law, coming from where I came from in the car business, Consumer Protection Act law is good on the surface, bad in practice. Very hard to overturn. And so when I saw that they were basically making criminals out of business owners, that's where it was like, you know, that was crazy, right? And you know, I wasn't gonna open a gun store at that point. I was an employee, but I also knew that it's not gonna get any better. And with jungle primaries and mail-in voting in Washington, like, the voice of the people is really not a voice. And so for us, it was that. And then there was some familial reasons why we wanted to move. You know, we wanted to get our teenage daughter in a safe, secure environment when she went into high school. And that's North Idaho, right, compared to Lake Washington School District. So that was kind of the final straws when the assault weapons ban hit. And everything got finalized, and literally we watched a business fall off a cliff. I'm done. I'm ready to go.
When you take all those things into consideration, the you know, the bans that you mentioned, I think they banned bump stocks, quote unquote, high capacity magazines. Mm-hmm. They passed new restrictions on gun shop owners mm-hmm. as it pertained to insurance and security features and all these costs. What did you believe the real intent was?
So I can tell you from some of the things that I saw when going to the caucus meetings, none of this was set up, again, for public health or public safety.
Yeah.
You know, it's already against the law to drink and drive. That's against the public health. That's against the public safety. All of this was Consumer Protection Act based, and it was designed to put gun stores out of business.
Almost circumvent the whole Second Amendment
Correct.
Issue together.
Correct. And just literally, like, if we can make it so difficult, and this is one of the things we talk about in the store all the time, is if in Washington they can make it so difficult for you to go to a gun store and buy a gun, maybe in their brains, that person would say, "Well, I'd rather go bass fishing, or I'd rather go snowboarding, or I'd rather go hiking. I would rather do anything but buy a gun." Well, buying guns is how we stay in business. And if I don't have people coming in and buying guns and paying small, fair profits, you go out of business. That's what's happening in Washington right now. And I think if we were to look at the actual numbers, I think about 35% of FFLs in the last 3 years have folded and gone away in Washington. And it sucks, right? It's bad. There's some very, very great people and very, very good businesses that have just disappeared overnight. And they're never coming back.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about the new income tax on quote-unquote millionaires and whether that will lead to capital flight. And I think one of the reasons I wanted to come talk to you and some of the other individuals we're going to meet while we're in Idaho is capital flight has already started. You're an example of it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to have an income tax on millionaires to flee the state of Washington. I mean, you came to a place that does have an income tax.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have a lot of conservatives in Washington hand-wringing over the possibility of an income tax. So why were you willing to come to a state with an income tax?
So if I were to tell you, Brandy, that you know that your tax bracket federally is X, and that if you come to Idaho, it's 5.8% or 5.9 of your personal income, you can adjust for that, right? You can figure out how to make it work. Net, we don't really pay any more. Gas is $1.50 a gallon cheaper. Property taxes are nothing over here, right? What I hear every day from people is the median price of a home in King County is almost $900,000. If you own a home in King County, you are a millionaire.
Yeah.
At what point do they come after that money?
Mm-hmm. Either assign it as a capital gain or...
Unrealized capital gains. And we see that with whether it be stocks, whether it be real estate, whether it's inheritance, whatever... There is no money in your pocket that is off limits to the politicians in Washington. And that has been shown over and over and over again. And, you know, Ferguson says that he's a man of the people and he's going to stick to his word and they're not going to go after this and that. And the problem is I think everybody can smell a rat.
Yeah.
I think even the moderate liberals in Washington can smell a rat, and they know that this tax is coming.
It's sort of an odd question, but do you feel better about giving that tax money to the government of Idaho?
100%. When you write those big checks,
yeah.
I would much rather it go here to Idaho than to Washington. Like, Washington has proven time and time again that money literally gets thrown into the ether and goes nowhere.
Yeah, I hear that often, which is... You know, I've heard it from my money manager, which is I'm sick of my hard-earned money being used to push values that don't align with my values.
Yeah.
And so there is sort of this value consideration. The example I always use is they pay for laser hair removal for transgender prison inmates with your tax. They do boob jobs and bottom surgery tax money, which is outrageous.
You know, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that we live in a society nowadays where... we would even consider giving tax dollars to silly stuff like that,
yeah.
Right? And I at the end of the day, I don't care either one way or the other who you are, how you are, why you are. But I also don't want my tax money going for those things.
Yeah.
So,
you know, at the same time, states can change over time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it happens quickly. Sometimes it happens slowly.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people from blue states going to red states.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are conservatives, mm-hmm. but I'm sure many of them, you know, maybe think they're a Washington conservative, but they're not like a Florida or an Idaho conservative.
Yeah.
So are you worried about that influx?
Yes.
Like, how worried are you that Washington won't send its best.
So, Idaho is the tale of two states.
Yeah.
There is Southern Idaho and there is Northern Idaho. Southern Idaho, you have, you know, Tech down in the south in Boise. You get, you know, we saw that in Bellevue. Tech workers, they're great. The economy booms. Their values may not align with what the state of Washington was, you know, what Bellevue was. So we're seeing that in Southern Idaho. In Northern Idaho, North Idaho is where people are coming to escape. This is the Alamo. This is the last holdout, right? This is where there are more churches than anywhere around here, right? And people come here and, you know, the first week they get here, it's amazing. I need to change my license plates out. I need to get my new driver's license, and I need to find a new church to go to. And it's refreshing. It's standing room only at our church, and not just on Easter, right?
Yeah.
Not just on Christmas Eve. And so you have so many people coming over to North Idaho, and the people that are coming here are bringing expertise, experience, and money.
Yeah.
And while that hurts, I think a little bit in the local economy because things are getting a little bit more expensive. The federal minimum wage in Idaho or the federal minimum wage is $7.25. You can go right across the street to Zip's Hamburger Stop right here, and it's $18 an hour starting in North Idaho to get a job. There is money, and people are spending money, and people are creating things here. So,
I meant to ask you about B&O. Do you pay B&O taxes here on gross receipts?
I'm looking over at my accountant, my wife, and she says, no, we do not.
Do you pay B&O taxes at all?
No.
What do you mean you don't pay any B&O tax? They don't have a specific?
There's no
B&O
taxes.
No.
Well, that's nice, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yeah, literally we pay sales tax. So there's 6% sales tax here in Idaho, so we pay sales tax. We pay all the federal payroll taxes and, you know, all the things that it takes to have an employee, but all the ancillary BS, no. We don't charge for plastic bags. We don't. Yeah. None of that. None of that stuff.
You can have plastic bags?
Oh, I'll give you as many
can
plastic.
Can I take 25 with me when
you can take as
leave?
Many as you want home.
Wow, I don't even know what I'm going to do with
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Now, here's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
You cannot take one of these home.
Okay.
But I will give you a box of plastic bags.
Oh, great.
There you go.
So, I guess maybe a little positive, I mean, note. Is there anything you miss about Washington?
There is. I can tell you that when I hit the... I come up the hill in Vantage, and I get over the crest, and I see my girl sitting there in the distance. I see Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
I miss Mount Rainier. I grew up in Tacoma, Washington, foothills of Mount Rainier, so I miss my girl. I miss salt air.
Yeah.
Right? I miss the smell of the salt air. I don't miss all of the garbage that is now West Seattle, that is downtown Seattle, that is basically the entire... Washington seaboard, right? It's been trashed. It's been destroyed. And I think the politicians over there have just willingly turned a blind eye in the name of progress, and have just let the place go to hell. I wish Mayor Katie Wilson the best. She has a beautiful city to unscrew up.
Yeah.
And my fear is she's just going to keep screwing it up even more. And I think 40, 50 years of progressive liberal control in a city like Seattle just keeps it circling down the drain. And unfortunately, progressives will look and say, well, this is what we want. And I can tell you that nobody wants to live in filth. Nobody wants to live in squalor. Nobody wants to see a homeless person defecating on their sidewalk or in their front yard. Nobody wants that. They willingly allow it to happen because the person that represents them has the same letter next to their name as they do.
Yeah.
And so it's unfortunate.
This is $100,000 in gold.
You buy this in Washington, if you were in Washington, now that's going to cost me $10,000 additional.
$110,000. So an immediate $10,000 penalty to buy from someone in Washington.
It just makes no sense. All right, Craig, where are we?
We are in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
And how long have you been in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho?
Moved the business at the end of last year, January 1st, 2026, is our new operation in Idaho.
Wow, and what is the business? As if it's not obvious, but what is the business?
Gold and silver and platinum coins and bars. Washington Gold Exchange, keeping the name.
Yeah. Well, because you still have a lot of Washington clients.
Yes.
Now, before we get to the reason that you moved, your family has been in Washington State like since
1899, yes.
Wow.
My great-grandfather, Burton Rhine, came from the East Coast. On the other side, my mother's side, Grandpa Buswell's father came from Wyoming. His grandfather was Assistant Adjutant General appointed by President Lincoln.
Wow.
For the Oregon Territory.
Wow. And you were born in Washington State.
I was born in Chehalis. I've been in Washington 76 years. Going back when I was a young man, I worked diligently and helped assemble coin and bullion dealers to start the Washington Coin and Bullion Association in 1983, same year that I helped co-found the national organization. So in 1985, Governor Booth Gardner signed the bill, and Washington State didn't have sales tax on gold and silver. So people could buy real money, as defined in the Constitution. Gold and silver are defined in the U.S. Constitution as money. So we had it without sales tax. So after attempts by the legislature to put sales tax back on, because they're always looking for money, then they succeeded a year ago. If you add the local and state, I mean local and city taxes and county to the 6.5% Washington tax, it amounts to 10.3, 10.4, 10.5% over what we would sell the gold and silver for. So it's an automatic penalty to Washington investors of more like 10.3%. So for example, this American Eagle coin, it has $4,500 approximately of gold in it, but it sells for around $4,750, except when you buy it in Washington. In Washington state, you got to add $475 to the price. So this coin then becomes $5,200 if you happen to buy it from a local dealer. So that's why I moved to Idaho. People though are not stupid. They won't call a local dealer. So the business leaves the state entirely and goes to someone in Colorado or Los Angeles or New York, any other state but Washington.
Well, because you can be in Washington and rather than having gone to see you in person, there's nothing saying that they can't buy gold over the phone.
That's right.
Wow, and that's what they just started to do.
Yeah.
So if you were to have stayed in Washington, how much of your business do you think you would have lost just for that simple reason?
About 70%.
Not feasible. You wouldn't have stayed in business?
I wouldn't stay in business.
Yeah.
So all of us coin dealers were trying to say, look, we can't stay in business if you're going to put this on us. They didn't care.
Yeah.
I don't think these people have ever owned businesses. They've only accepted payments by working for large companies or their attorneys.
So if they came to you, Craig, today and said, oh my gosh, Craig, we're so sorry. You were right. All of you were right. We'll get rid of the additional tax. Would you go back to Washington State?
I would consider it because I've got a lot of family there.
Yeah.
But frankly, the whole woke thing has driven me nuts. It's been hard on our family. The canceling of people.
Yeah.
Because they were politically different than you. That's been troublesome in Washington.
So it's more than just one thing.
Right.
It's a constellation of things.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you say to elected leaders in Washington who, as we speak, are saying that they don't believe, you know, they think the issue of capital flight has been overblown, that they're not going to lose a bunch of businesses over the new income tax? What would your message be to them?
You're wrong. You are absolutely wrong. I mean, and the statistics prove it out.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. This has been great. And I'm glad you're thriving in Idaho. We miss you in Washington. Are you willing to tell me how much money in gold and silver you keep and where you keep it? Yeah, I'd pick those two because although I like these, Canadian. And,
yes.
You know, I love America. So would I accept these as a gift from you? Yes. I would sit at home and once a week I'd take all my gold out and I'd look at it.
So I can do one better.
Is that what you do?
You get naked.
Craig!
And you, oh, you're not recording? And you lie in your bed, and then you show.
Now we know what Craig's doing tonight.
Drinking margarita.
You know, I'm glad I make you feel comfortable. That's my goal.
Look at me, I'm like a ninja. Craig, did you ever expect this?
No.
Okay, now the real hard part's getting down. Wait for it. Here. Oh, geez. How far is the drop?
No,
oh,
not like
an inch. Oh. Massive respect.
Is that on video?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Push that open.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I shouldn't have stood in your way.
And oh, Brandy, before you go in,
yeah.
See that little red button on the wall there?
Yeah.
Push it.
There we go.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so athletic. I feel alive. I feel so alive.